Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pat Leonard, Giants beat writer for the New York Daily News, joins us now. Pat, Taz, Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning, bud.
Yeah, good to be on, guys. Quick turnaround here from a late finish, but I can't get enough of dissecting this game, to be honest with you, because I cannot believe how the Giants came out in a game where they could have turned their season around.
What's your biggest issue coming out of the loss, Pat?
Moose, that, and I'm sure you saw it too, this is the first game this year that looked like last year. And when I say that, I don't just mean the offensive frustrations and Eli Manning. I mean how easily the defense gave things up to the Eagles and how at times it looked like there was some disinterest out there. And I'm not finger-pointing at every player on the Giants' defense or on the field. But you heard Troy Aikman saying it on the broadcast, too, that he saw some guys that just didn't look like their desire was there. I think specifically of the one-yard touchdown pass to Alshon Jeffrey, where Janoris Jenkins really didn't seem to react or approach Jeffrey to tackle him at all. And Eli Apple and B.W. Webb, I think, just got blocked very easily. Jeffrey just walked in. I mean, these are plays that if you're going to mount a comeback, you can make. And just too much open field, too many 6, 7, 8 yard runs for the Eagles. And even though they had Olivier Vernon had one sack, and there was that one possession where Kareem Martin and Vernon basically single-handedly forced a punt, and the pass rush actually got to Wentz. But other than that, I mean, he stood back there and practically watched the game along with us as the Eagles quarterback in the pocket. So I was just disgusted by that.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, Pat. You know, Moose and I were talking earlier about the lack of intensity that the defense had to the point you just made. And then you're just saying about as far as time. Carson Wentz, I was reading this, I can't remember where this morning, he had 6.77 seconds to throw the ball last night. So like that's the defense. Yeah, that's a lot of time, Pat. You know what I mean? That's not all. Wow. You know, that D line's got to get a better push. What's the sense with the Giants with this new coaching staff? What are the players? What's your feel? What are you hearing? What's your, you know, talk about that a little bit. What do they think about this whole new staff?
I think the players are responding to before last night. I guess you know I thought all the players were responding to Pat Shurmur, and right. I think a lot of them are. I mean, I think they like the fact that he is a tough SOB. I mean, he's a hard-nosed guy, and that's the kind of team he wants. And so, you know, I know that coming into the season, when they were going through the preseason into the regular season, there was a lot more excitement about how much more dynamic the offense was compared to how it was last year. I remember talking to Stephon Diggs in Minnesota last year, where Shurmur was offensive coordinator, and he told me, you know, Beckham's going to love playing for him. He knows how to get the ball into his playmaker's hands. And I don't think there's any question that Shurmur tries to get the ball to Beckham and Barkley. So, you know, I think the deficiency on offense, last night, of course, the line was overpowered, but I just think the quarterback isn't good enough anymore. But I think the interesting disconnect right now, today, this morning, between the coach and the team has to be that, you know, Shurmur's doing a very good job of not throwing guys under the bus. He's not finger-pointing when we talk to him at these pressers, even though we have to ask him the questions. But when he goes back and watches the film of last night's game, he's going to see a lot of characteristics and traits of a team that is not a team that he would normally be associated with. So that's why I think not only did I write that I think they need to start planning for the future here, the season's over, you got to play Valletta late in the year,
right.
You know, there's going to be some decisions made because Shurmur's not going to sit on his hands and coach and tolerate a team where, you know, players are running free and there's just not enough effort out there.
Pat, is the Beckham act starting to wear thin?
Yeah, Moose. And, you know, what most interesting to me last night was when Odell was talking in the locker room to us, you know, Shurmur kind of walked by and gave a look over. You know, as he came back from the press conference, and there was just kind of this feeling that Odell was like on notice a little bit. Like John Mara was actually down there. You don't normally see Mara, you know, like with your eyes, like while you're interacting with the players there. It's kind of their time, and then maybe he pops out later in the hallway. But you could see him actually watching from afar as Beckham was talking. There was a report, of course, from Jay Glazer, which is true, which I confirmed, obviously, that they fined him. And it sounds like that came from ownership, too, fining Beckham for those comments. They're tired of it. And they have to be having a case of buyer's remorse in the sense that he's saying that he's not even fully happy in New York, and they just gave him $65 million guaranteed. So, yes, I think it's wearing thin. And it's wearing thin especially because it appears that they can't really figure out how to beat these defenses where they just kind of sit back and take away that deep ball. And so it's just going to keep happening. I mean, he only had six catches for 44 yards. He was a virtual non-factor. It's amazing.
Well, I mean, you know, you spoke earlier, Pat, about Laletta, you know, Kyle Laletta, the rookie out of Richmond, the fourth-round pick, mm-hmm. you know. And so that brings it. We were talking earlier about that, Moose and I. And, you know, I've seen him play last year in college, you know, at Richmond. I know, you know, you're not in the SEC or the Big Ten. You know, you're playing at Richmond. I get it. You know, you're not, you know, you're playing Sam Houston State. You're playing Albany. You're playing Delaware. I understand that. But he does have some, you know, he's a good athlete. He can move. I know you got a bad offensive line. Now you got to put a rookie quarterback there. But the question I have to ask you in long form is, when do you think, Pat, that they will pull the plug on Eli Manning?
Yeah, that's a great question. Last season, Ben McAdoo should have been getting Davis Webb ready, you know, when they were 0-4, 0-5, around then, and then he waited, and he wasn't ready, and then that's why when Geno Smith went in, that's part of the reason it all blew up in smoke. I don't think that mistake's going to happen this year. I think the Giants, like Pat Shurmur, Dave Gettleman at 1-5, know that it's time to prepare him to play down the road here. So at Atlanta Monday night, home against Washington, and a bye. And then they go at San Francisco. You know, a week 10 bye, is that too early? I guess you could argue it is. If they win in Atlanta and at Washington, obviously it wouldn't happen. But I think it could happen earlier than most people would assume. I don't think it's necessarily just a week 16 or 17 thing. Because, you know, this has just gotten so bad. And then if you're not tanking, quote unquote. The Giants will never do that. They're going to try to win. But if you play Laletta and you get a look at him, and in the process you hold on to, say, a number one or number two pick,
right,
is that the end of the world either?
Pat, we have about a minute left to play with here. Barkley, you know, everyone's amazed by what he is as a running back. You know, he does have the undue pressure of the quarterbacks that were taken or not taken, and as he was selected, which I think is a little bit unfair because he really is a brilliant football player.
Yeah, right. Taking the draft discussion out of it, my Lord, is he good. You know, Beckham was telling me the other day, I showed him a picture of him Barkley jumping into the end zone from like 5 yards out in Carolina. I said, give me one word to describe this picture, and he says, phenom. And, you know, there's no question. I mean, there's plays out there where he's running. People are saying he looks like Walter Payton. There's other plays people are saying he looks like Barry Sanders. And look at that screen pass where he took for 55 yards with a 50-yard touchdown. You know, it's not even a surprise anymore. Or that 9-yard run where he was just stomping over guys, breaking tackles. I actually asked him, what's it like to dominate individually and then look up and the score's not reflecting?
Yeah.
And he said, you know, you really don't notice when you're dominating if your team's losing by a lot.
Hey, so Pat, we are flat out of time. Hey, Pat, we appreciate it, bud.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks.
All right, thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.